This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
I want to know.
Names, addresses?
I needed to know. I have
to. Oh, my God.
And I'm going to tell you why, though.
I get it, though, because that is, I'll let you finish, but I think I get it.
I want to know, because before I sit up here and really keep moving and elevating our relationship, I want to know who got one up on me. Mm. And if I'm willing to take on that burden, because why I want to know? If you had any type of relationship, intimacy, experiences with people that I really know, I need to know that. I'm owed that. Because if you don't give me that, you got me. Hey, y'all, this my girl. And you got somebody over there in that corner like, that nigga don't know. What's up, my boy? You good? She bad, ain't she? Yeah, that's mine. Baby, you want some juice? You want some punch?
Matter but you're a special man because a lot of niggas, they can't, they're too insecure to actually really hear
I'm
that
not
shit.
Insecure. That has
you're
nothing
a special
to,
man.
That has nothing to do with insecurity. But this is where I want women to understand. If she had been with somebody that was close to me, mm-hmm. I would have had to respectfully, I'm not there yet. I can't.
Not that grown yet.
I can't carry that weight yet.
Right.
You cool, you're beautiful, but baby, that's my teammate.
Right.
Baby, we see each other too much. We in the right. same rooms. And even though he a good dude, my ego is gonna be, yeah. And that's the man's superpower, if given the right way. See, that's the thing. People always say, oh, he's narcissist because he got an ego. No. Baby, a man's ego can make a relationship.
Yes.
Or break a relationship.
You are absolutely correct.
So that thing that makes me great, that protection, that bravado, when I walk around with my chest high and I know my woman is next to me, and I know that she's giving me the respect to say, hey, baby, I'm coming to you pure. I've been with this person, that person, that person, this person. That's cool. Now, if I'm willing to accept that situation, then I can say, cool, bro, you did that, you had that, but do it when I'm with
you. Okay. Is it important that a man knows the sexual history of his woman prior to marriage?
For all the men that I know, yes. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I was right where Cam Newton was with my wife. But I would never ask of, and so just, you said as a man's perspective, yeah. But there's some dudes out there I know who don't care.
Wait, hold on. So I want to get context on this. So when you say you right there with Cam Newton.
By the way, I am too. So yeah, yeah. I'm with him on that.
Okay, and so.
I'm actually with him.
Okay, so.
I don't like.
Hold on. Now, because when you say no, because I just want to confirm. Because if so. Then I may be having a difficult conversation when I get home tonight.
Now he got walked off.
So I want to know when you say you on the same page with Cam on this one, are you saying that you needed to know with specificity each person that your wife had sex with?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Now I wasn't that far. You had the names.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to know who they were. I want to know where they live. You know what I'm saying? I want to know.
Credit scores.
Everything.
And okay. Yeah. So pause right there because I also want to. So now, Tyshawn, you also stated you right there with Cam on this one. So are you saying that you also demanded a list of the full roster? That your woman has been with.
Here is exactly what I want to know. I want to know how many.
Okay.
Right? And then I wanted to know, is there anybody that I know or 100%. Might know or potentially 100%. Know or run into?
Okay. Hold on. Let me take notes on this. So you said how many?
Like, yes.
Who? Wait. That boy Ryan getting the script. Hey, because this thing, we're going to find out if I'm, but on Thursday, we're going to find out if I still have a girlfriend. We're going to, so, give, how many?
This is important because, and this is me personally, y'all, because I actually felt Cam on that because, one, this, especially in Atlanta, it's a big, small town. I understand how your woman's reputation, especially when y'all become one flesh, is absolutely a reflection of yours. Your woman has so much to do with your identity. I remember I had a phone call with Tony Gaskins. I can't wait to drop that interview, y'all. We're gonna drop an interview with Tony Gaskins after he actually came to the event at McDonald's. And he actually said, man, listen, I like your wife, man. You did a good job. And he said a couple other things complimentary to me. And what he literally tied it to was he said, literally, based on your wife, the wife that I met, I know you handling business or operating in a certain way. And men, that's literally how we think and how we communicate. Based on your wife and her conduct and how she's conducted herself, so much is assumed about us. And on top of that, by the way, this was not exclusive to sexual history. I wanted to know my wife's family history. Mm. I wanted to know my wife's medical history. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know my wife's financial history. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know all of these things about my wife so I can get a better idea of all the things that she has probably struggled with, has performs well at, her strengths, her weaknesses. And by the way, let's keep it real. I communicated all of these same things. This ain't one-sided. All of these same things I communicated back. So all of those things, these are not, I think those are just conversations that you should not run away from. And if somebody is afraid to have that conversation, my next follow-up question is like, what you scared of?
How long?
What you hiding?
How long was the list, Ty?
What are you talking about, my list?
Your list.
That's between me and my wife,
baby.
That's the covenant.
Why you consume with that list? Why wouldn't you consume with the health piece, the family piece? See, to me, dating is data gathering, right? That's what dating is. Like, it amazes me how we'll do all type of research before we buy a house, before we get into a business, we get into a relationship. We don't want to do the same research. The bottom line is before I get into this thing, I want to know what I'm getting into. I want to know all of it, 100%. Now, everybody's not like that. That's fine. I do. I got to know. Body count. Who is it? What his mama name is? You know what I'm saying?
That's like, crazy.
Yo, we know each other, especially if we knew each other. Lord have mercy. He's not wrong about that. Oh, man. And if she dated one of my boys, I would know that anyway. I would know that. I would definitely know that.
First of all, somebody put one is no different than 100.
Who said that?
To me. That says everything about your core values and your standards. Why your number is zero. That's your body count. It's zero. Yeah. And you take pride in that because you've had to fight to stay at zero. You've had to fight some battles. You've been in some situations where you was getting tugged and you punched that lust. What I want to say, you punch him in the mouth. You punch lust in the mouth and you made it out alive and you kept making it out of that situation. Just like the person that said 100. Oh, I know you and lust. Y'all was kicking it every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. That was your lifestyle. That was what you was on. Because I remember, let me tell you, my body count, I would never say my body count on camera. Not unless you somebody who really need to know the information. Because let me tell you, I was in that life. I know the lifestyle I was in. Thank God
saying,
I made it out.
You saying it without saying it. You saying delivered. It without saying it, though.
I'm just so thankful.
Too many, Myron. It's too many.
No, it really is too many.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's disgusting. It's
nasty work.
Right I'm just
there.
Happy I made it out with no kids and diseases. It's a blessing.
No incurables.
No incurables. No incurables. That's right?
First off. Shout out to you.
Shout out to God.
You're lucky.
Right.
You're lucky.
But essentially, that's.
Are you changed? You feel you're changed, though, don't you? You feel you're changed. You feel like you're a different person.